Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sean Parnell, welcome back, and thank you for multiple services. This might be one of the most important.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back, Dom. I love being on the show. And yeah, politics is just like war, but without the bullet.
Some days.
So I just look to stay involved in any way that I can because, you know, serving overseas, I used to always tell myself, Dom, hey, look, I'm fighting right now so that my kids won't have to. My kids don't have to be on a battlefield like this. And looking back now, is like I'm almost 43 and I've got five kids now and they range 17 down to 11. And I realize now, thinking back to what Ronald Reagan said about how freedom wasn't passed to the blood, passed from one generation to the next through the bloodstream. It has to be fought for. And I realize now that my kids are going to have to fight for it. But until that time, I'm going to fight with every fiber of my being to save this republic because there's nowhere else to go, Dom.
And to that point, avoiding that in an honorable way, that is one of the great Trump legacies. I think it's the greatest Trump legacy if reelected. He got us out of these unending wars that others blunder into, and we lost a lot of great men and women and, of course, treasure. So here's the question, though. You got into this role here, and I didn't know that, and I'm thrilled about it. Then President Trump comes out. We played every minute and 43 seconds of us. It was very Trumpian how he weaved all through this. All right, listeners want to know. Finally, he's on. I know he said something on True Social before, but actually having him cut this spot. Are these going to appear all over the place? And how did it happen? What did he say that he finally came to realize this is the only way to win?
Well, first of all, I asked Don Jr. I'm like, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. Can you help me? And I asked Don if he could cut a couple of ads, and he did. And those ads were wildly successful. And of course, that's for Skip the Line, our website that helps people bank their vote. And he did. And I think that President Trump now understands that, you know, to use a battlefield analogy, Dom, and I keep going back to that because that was a formative experience in my life. But if you establish a pattern, Dom, in combat, the enemy knows it. They watch you. And if you do the same thing over and over again, you get killed. Well, again, if politics is like war without bullets, you just have the Republicans have to start changing and adapting their tactics so that we don't lose races over and over and over again. The rules on the political battlefield have changed. Mail-in ballots right now in Pennsylvania are the law of the land. If I could wave a magic wand and fix it, I would. But guess what? We have to win first. And that's exactly what I plan on doing, is just being better at this stuff than the Democrats. And we finally have, you know, a sort of constellation of organizations, Dom, where Republicans, that they can't get their act together on anything, almost never seem united, got, like, again, this constellation of different Republican groups came together and now are funding this in Pennsylvania to great effect. And I think it's going to make a big difference.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've been talking about this on this show, but I'm going to tell you what the skeptics say. And you're the guy that, given your service and given what you told us with President Trump, maybe that can help. You know, we get wild stuff. Well, Democrats control the postal services. They'll just cheat on this. And Trump, in that spot that you got him to do, in his own mind, tried to reassure people how seriously the Trump campaign is all over election integrity. That's the defense. But you are leading the offense here, which is low propensity voters and all the things we know about, to bank their vote. We can do both things.
Yeah, listen, that's exactly right. And listen, you know, Trump is by far the most electrifying political candidate in my lifetime, best president of my lifetime. And I don't care who hears me say that. It's the truth. America was in a better position when he was president than at any other time in my life. And that's just a fact. The guy brings out a crazy cross-section of voters, the likes of which I've never seen. Well, we need to get them on the rolls. We need to get them to bank their votes so that they show up in off-cycle races and they show up in midterm races, right? We want Republicans to win up and down the ballot, right? But what we realized through this program, and get this, like 2020, it was a disaster. Was it rigged and stolen? Absolutely. You want to call it fortified like Time Magazine did? Fine, do that. I don't care what you call it. There were lots of issues with it. But my point is, in three or four, you got three or four voters and four or four voters. Three or four means you voted at three out of the last four election cycles. Four or four means you voted in four election cycles out of four. These are what we call high propensity voters. Dom, listen to this. In 2020, the margin of Trump's quote unquote loss, and of course I use the term loosely, was 80,000 votes. But we had in our party, Dom, over 100,000 three or four and four or four voters stay home. So even if we're banking low proposition voters, first of all, that's just great. That's just a gravy train right there. But we had 100,000 high proposition Republican voters who, for whatever reason, stayed home in 2020, and that would have made it. That would have made the difference. Guess what? We're going to bank their votes too.
That's a great point. So we don't even need to take the long shot. We got a, you know, like a 5-foot shot at the basket. The three out of the four, right there. That's enough, and it could be a million different reasons. God knows what happens here. The analysis of that is fine, but we don't need to know that. All we need to do is get them banked, and then we can start taking some more long shots and throwing all those money and resources at Trump voters who haven't voted in, you know, since 2016 or something.
Look at the voter registration in Pennsylvania this cycle with automatic voter mm-hmm. registration at the DMV.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's R plus eight. And I can tell you from talking to some of my Democrat friends who are in politics, Shapiro took a shot on that for one reason. Almost every state that has implemented automatic voter registration slowly trends Republican. But my point is that if you can't get those voters out, it doesn't matter if they're registered Republicans. If they ain't voting, it doesn't matter. So here's the thing. Though we have a bunch, we're R plus eight in 2024, which means we have a bunch of zero of four voters, first-time voters who are Republican, who have never voted before ever, and we're going to get them too. So, and here's the Shapiro and all the Dem lackeys in the state, they just bank on the fact that Republicans aren't organized, don't have the infrastructure to get their people out. The Democrats do. So automatic voter registration makes sense for him because he says, you know what, we're going to get our people out come hell or high water. Republicans are screwed up. They always have been. So we're just going to take a shot. But we're gonna make them pay for that mistake.
Oh, well, absolutely. And look, anybody through Don Jr., through that, Laura Trump has been on to get President Trump to flawlessly pivot on this, and he said a lot of interesting things there. Do you hope that this will be publicized all over the place so these Trump voters will see it? Is that going to happen?
Well, yeah, and here's the interesting thing, Dom, is that we're reaching voters in, like, non-traditional ways. Like, so back in the day, it was about mailers, and it was about getting on TV. But now a lot of voters are watching, like, Amazon Prime and YouTube. So you start watching stuff, and you're a Republican on YouTube in Pennsylvania, you're going to see our ads. And so we're reaching voters in different ways, and I think that's going to make a really big difference.
Well, I hope that you do your own because you represent everything that we value, Scott. And this is just, Sean, this is another example of stuff that's been going on kind of under the surface. Now, there is a website, and I guess the new catchphrase is Swamp the Vote. So where do people go if they want to volunteer, know more about this? And you're encouraging them to get these people that they know to bank their vote.
Yeah, just go to Skip the Line. SkipTheLinePA.com. Check it out. Bank your vote there. It's super, super easy, but check it out. It's awesome.
Well, Sean, we'll have Dan check in with you periodically, or if you have something, even a little wrinkle, something happened in our area, you want to come on. We'd love to have you here if you happen to be in town. Whatever it is we can do to inch this forward, it's a ground game here. By the way, do you know Scott Presler? Does that name ring a bell?
I do. I know Scott very well.
He's our guy. He's the ultimate incrementalist on this. He is trying to flip Bucks County. It's down to just 1,000 registrants on the blue side, on the Democrat side, from 9,000. It'll probably happen in about 5 or 6 weeks. And the symbolism of it, Sean, shows people this incrementalism, this ground game, and what you're doing. This is what's happening. Join the club.
Yeah, you know what? And absolutely right. And just like look by the numbers. In Pennsylvania in 2016, I think the Democrats had a voter registration advantage of well over 700,000. I'm just, don't quote me on that, but
it was
about
a million. I think it was a million at one point there.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane the advantage they've had here. Today, that number is like just over 400,000. So we are slowly closing the window here. But with this program we're doing, it's not just about closing the window. It's about turning those people out, making sure that we have an infrastructure to make sure that they show up on election day. Because guess what? Like, show up on election day or bank the vote, right? Because on election day, stuff happens. Family emergency, traffic, rain, weather, whatever. Show up at the polling place. There's no ballots. Like, you bank your vote. Your vote is good to go. It's going to be there on election day. You can track it every step of the way. You know, just it's a security blanket for the cause. Think of it like that.
Absolutely. Sean, I know you have other commitments, but thank you. And again, keep us in the loop whenever you want to come on. We'd love to hear you.
Okay, Dom, you got it. Thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.